Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, October 27th. It was cloudy outside. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city, and when they get hungry, we go to work. And here he is, the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And you've got to come up with a new addition to that.
Yeah, I do.
Now that you're retired, you have time.
You would think, but it's it's a lot of housework and chores.
Yeah, you're busier now than ever, aren't you?
It seems like it. Yeah,
your undercover investigation was on the South Side this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, what my dad would call the Southwest Side, and I went down. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. I've been meaning to go to this place for a while since before I retired because I've driven past it a million times and never stopped in it. Nicky's of Beverly, 105. How do you say that? 100? Well, it's 100.
They have too many numbers in that neighborhood. Yeah. I always have trouble with that. Just say 10500.
Yeah, 10500 Southwest. Or do you say 10500? That's what we'd say on the north side. I don't know.
You got to ask a South Sider about that.
And it was. It's a cool place. It's right on the corner of 150 Western, and you go in and there's a big ordering area counter, and it's but the seating areas are all little alcoves and little patios. If you go there early for lunch today, it's a great patio they have there, but then the cold front's going to move through right around lunchtime. So
well, it may be a little later than that, so might be okay for a while,
but they do have some inside places too to eat, and it's just a fun little when you're eating there, you're eating with very few people because there's little alcoves all over the place.
Oh, so it's kind of private.
Now. Yeah, and you can. They have beer there as well as burgers. So if you go there for lunch, chances are your boss can be in the restaurant and not even see you drinking a beer.
So that's a good tip.
A way to think about it.
How's the food?
Well, the food was very good, and they have a really kind of a cool menu. But I mean, I the last time I was there, I had burgers. I just had cheeseburgers, which were very good. It's hard to define what makes a good burger other than the fact that you know it when you
have it. Yeah.
And the bun was very fresh, which is actually when you have a really fresh bun, you realize how many times you go to a place and eat a bun that's not very fresh.
It makes a difference.
And so it was really good. The fries were great. And they also have a great Philly steak sandwich, which we have on the north side up at Lawrence and Tallman a great Philly cheesesteak place. Going down to the south side and finding one that matches up to it was really good. So Nikki's Philly, I had to mention their Philly steak sandwich because it was really good.
You know what? That's my favorite, but people think I'm nuts because I order it without the cheese. I just like the mushrooms and the onions and the way the meat is grilled and the bread.
Yeah, I like the cheese and I like the jalapenos on it too. I like hot. I like them hot.
Yeah, nothing better than a Philly steak.
And speaking of hot, they have a hot chicken sandwich, which has become all the rage. Probably next week we're going to talk about a hot chicken place, but these hot chicken sandwiches, I don't know why they have become so popular now, and they weren't. I don't know why we didn't have them before because they're fantastic, and it's like. It's amazing how people come up with these sandwiches, and it's like, wait a minute, how could we have not had this for the last 20 years?
It's all the rage now. Yeah, it is. What else do you like in this place?
Oh, they also have a really nice milkshakes. They have really good milkshakes. Real milkshakes.
Oh,
Not mixes. They make real milkshakes, which is, in this day and age, unusual. Usually it's stuff they just dump in a machine.
Does anybody serve it in the tumbler anymore?
I didn't know the silver tumbler. Well, Oberweis does. Oberweis still does.
I like that. Got to like that.
Yeah.
So you got your good sandwiches, shakes, beer.
Yeah, they got parking right there. It's a real nice little, and the whole area there, 105th and Western, really anything from like 87th down is just you can find everything you need right there on Western Avenue. It's like being in the real Chicago, you know, in the South Side. The real Chicago's the North Side for me.
For us. Yeah. And I see on your note here, what, a vegan milkshake? What's that?
I don't understand how they do vegan milkshake, but I guess it's like oat milk. I didn't ask what was in it, but they do have a vegan milkshake. And, you know, vegan obviously means it can't come from an animal. It's vegetable-based or something. But I assume it's oat milk, but I didn't ask. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't need a vegan milkshake, do we?
I don't eat vegan milkshake.
Nikki's of Beverly, 10500 Southwestern.
I'm sorry. I wanted to mention, they also have events, live music, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, and that ends in 2 weeks. So
nice.
You're the next 2 weeks, and it's like, folk music and stuff, not big bands or anything.
Lieutenant David Haynes and the Friday food police investigation, and you went to another place on Southwestern, but not quite as far south. There are only four numbers in this address, right?
Yeah. Andy Sunflower Cafe at 9920 Southwestern. And it's also another interesting place. It's really a coffee shop. So. So we got a little bit away from the bakeries this time. It's more of a coffee shop. They do have some pastries. They have old-fashioned donuts and stuff. And they also share a space with Ain't She Sweet Cafe. So it's basically two businesses under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of seating area. So you can go there and you can get like a really good gourmet coffee from Andy Sunflower, and then they have some other cafe items from Ain't She Sweet, and they have like quiche and pastries and stuff from there too, and avocado toast, another thing that's my daughter loves. I mean, I like avocados and I like toast. I don't know why.
So this sounds like a good breakfast spot.
Yeah, it's a great when I was there, a lot of people stopping, picking up coffee, picking up pastry and leaving, just like a regular coffee shop. But it's also a great place to sit and have coffee. And, you could sit there and watch the traffic go by on Western Avenue with your friend. And they have great pumpkin spice latte, which, you know, this time of year, I think for some reason there's some really blowback against pumpkin spice stuff.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not a pumpkin guy, so I don't care.
I don't know.
About it,
I like pumpkin spice latte. I see Control Room Joe in there drinking his pumpkin spice Malort. And, you know.
Yeah, they do have that now, don't they?
So I mean when you're there, they make the lattes right there, and they're making your coffee fresh, and they were very nice. They also have a benefit going for if you want to donate for basically buy a coffee for first responders, including police officers,
gotta love that,
medical people. So
good for them.
They have a great program going. It's a very nice website, which is, you know, it's kind of dumb to say, but in this day and age, to have a nice website for some of these smaller cafes is actually fairly unusual now.
You know what? I like giving business to these independent, small, mom-pa coffee shop operations, because they have a tough time against the Starbucks of the world.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the reasons I was thinking about it, is because there's a lot of chains that are pushing these people around, and it's great to see when they start up. And this is actually, having the two businesses under one roof seems like it might be a good idea to kind of fight against the big corporate chains.
And for me, not a big coffee guy, cider, hot chocolate,
gourmet hot chocolate with marshmallows, and the hot cider. I didn't try the cider, but the reviews on Google said it was very good.
And you liked the donuts, right?
I did, yeah. The old-fashioned glazed donuts was what I had. They had several different kinds, and they're really old-fashioned donuts.
This sounds like a great place. Yeah. Andy's Sunflower Cafe, 9920 Southwestern Avenue.
Yeah, on the southwest side.
News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Let's get to some restaurant news first. What's happening, Lieutenant?
Well, speaking of two businesses that have combined, Westtown Bakery is pairing with OK Cannabis to launch a line of cannabis-infused cake mixes, which is going back old school, cannabis-laced brownies.
Wait a minute. Is this legal now? I know you're not actually on the force anymore.
You know, I know. Yeah, I know. It's funny. People have asked me if I've tried it. I have not, because for, 40 years, it's been something I cannot do. I'm a little afraid to try any of this cannabis stuff.
No, I can understand that.
Maybe when I get pains and stuff. But it was funny because I was looking this up, and I was talking to my wife at the same time. I said, hey, they make gluten-free cannabis-laced brownie mix. You want me to get some? She was, no. But, it was. I also thought, like I said, I'm going to a Halloween party this week, and maybe I should bring a tray of cannabis-laced brownies. I think it's incumbent on you to tell if you're putting this out at a party.
Absolutely, yeah. Westtown Bakery and OK Cannabis, huh?
Right, yeah. They're launching a line of cannabis-infused cake mixes.
And, I wanted to mention this. We always talk about delis and how we love the old Jewish delis. There's a exhibit that it's open now. It's going to run, I think, through the spring at the Holocaust Museum in Skokie, and it's called I'll Have What She's Having, and it's all about the history of Jewish delis around here and around the country.
Right.
And I think I'm going to do something there on some panel with deli owners. It's a benefit for the Holocaust Museum in Skokie next month, but I'll tell you about that. Anyway, it's open to the public now.
One of the most interesting museums you can go to. It is very interactive and very... mm-hmm. It really shows a lot. And by the way, that's a nice cultural reference to When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, well, I knew you would get that. And
I think that was Rob Reiner's mother that actually...
It was, yeah. And let's see, we talk about closing so much ever since the pandemic. You want to mention an opening before we leave?
Yeah, and I hope I pronounce this right. Anelia, at 3472 North Elston is a high-end Ukrainian restaurant. So if you really want to get your borscht done...
Uh-huh.
I love a good borscht. We gotta check it out.
Mom used to make that for my dad. I never tasted it, though.
Oh.
It's cold, right? It's a cold soup.
Yeah, well, you can get it cold. But they also make some really good hot soups, too. And, it's great. I love beet soup.
3472 North Elston.
Yep.
There you go. Lieutenant, very good investigation this week. We'll talk again on Friday.
All right.
Have a good one.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.